Environmental groups are calling for action on an alleged cover-up, as documents reveal Santos' major gas export hub in Darwin has been leaking huge amounts of methane for nearly 20 years. Documents obtained by the Environment Centre Northern Territory suggest Santos and ConocoPhillips allegedly concealed the leak from the public to prevent obstructing approval for the controversial Barossa gas project. It's also alleged multiple government agencies knew about the leak, but failed to require Santos to fix it. To learn more, I spoke to Kirsty Howie, Executive Director for the Environment Centre NT. She says the alleged cover-up threatens Australia's climate and the health and safety of the people of Darwin.
Smack bang in the middle of Darwin Harbour, Santos has a huge gas export hub, and it takes gas from offshore, processes it, and sends it overseas for export. What we've discovered through getting Freedom of Information documents is an explosive set of documents that shows that this facility has been leaking methane for close to 20 years. That's scandal enough in and of itself, but also a number of regulators knew about it and have not required Santos to fix it or take any meaningful action to repair it, which means it could continue to leak for another 25 years into the future.
This is it's a suspected cover-up. They were very well aware of the situation at hand and either didn't disclose or intentionally hid the information when they were meant to tell the regulator.
That's right. We say this is a massive cover-up, not just by Santos, but also by a number of regulators who've kept the public in the dark. And this is an export hub that's just a few kilometres from where people live in Darwin. And the fact that we haven't been told about it is extraordinary and it's unacceptable. And, you know, there's this term called state capture, and it basically suggests that governments are captured by big business and industry, and particularly the fossil fuel industry. And often we see it in things like revolving doors with lobbyists going to work from the gas industry, then as lobbyists for the gas industry and then for government, also through political donations. But here we see evidence of regulatory capture because all of these agencies at a Northern Territory and federal level who are supposed to be looking after our environment, our health and the climate have turned a blind eye. They've been asleep at the wheel and have through their actions and really their omissions contributed to this huge cover-up on a pretty major scale.
And prior to 2019, ConocoPhillips had control over the plant. Not reporting the leak would be in breach of both ConocoPhillips and Santos' environmental licence. Have they or Santos faced any kind of repercussions or disciplinary actions following this?
As far as we can tell from the documents, there's been very little that the regulators have required Santos or ConocoPhillips to do. So that's correct. ConocoPhillips knew about this leak from the very time that it was first commissioned back in 2006, and really nothing was done to fix it. And at that time, they described the leak as minuscule. But it either wasn't minuscule at that time or it's gotten a lot bigger, because when Santos was looking at buying those assets from ConocoPhillips in 2019, 2020, drone monitoring discovered that the leak was huge, up to 184 kilograms of methane per hour being emitted from the facility. And they didn't actually tell the regulator until after the local NTEPA, the Northern Territory Environment Protection Authority, had made a decision that was in Santos and ConocoPhillips' favour that the extension of this facility for a new gas field called the Barossa Project didn't need an environmental impact assessment. And they only notified the regulator after they got that decision. Then no action has been taken subsequently, which just beggars belief. And we think it's a huge betrayal of the Darwin community and really anyone who cares about climate. And it's not just the Northern Territory EPA. We've got the Clean Energy Regulator, which is supposed to, it's a federal agency that's supposed to regulate climate pollution. They knew about it, did nothing. NOPSEMA, which is the offshore gas regulator, they knew about it and passed the buck to the Northern Territory EPA and said, no, it's their problem. The EPA, for what it's worth, seems to have told the ABC that this is a commercial decision for Santos about whether to fix it. And, you know, what we have here is a complete mess at best and a massive cover-up at worst. And, you know, really trust in not just the gas industry, but also the regulators to regulate it is seriously damaged by these revelations.
Are you of the view that the Barossa gas project should be reassessed on these grounds, considering this wasn't reported to the regulator prior to that whole process?
So what we say should happen is there's actually one last approval for the Barossa project remaining, and it is the renewal of the licence for Darwin LNG, this export hub that's been leaking. So the EPA now has an opportunity to do the right thing. It's supposed to renew this licence by the 18th of September this year, so that's not very far away, that's this month. And we say that what they should do is require Santos to fix that leak as a condition of allowing them to continue to operate for another 25 years. I mean, that's the bare minimum of what should happen here. Santos should fix the leak. It's a dangerous risk to our climate. It could pose a risk to human health, to the safety of workers and the people of Darwin. It's pretty simple what the solution is, and it really does not pass the pub test for a big company like Santos to say that it's too expensive to even monitor the leak properly.
Kirsty Howie, Executive Director for the Environment Centre NT there, ending that report.